الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، فرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس دائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون، ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, today as we are fasting in the holy month, which is month of piety, a month of practicing the piety, a month that has been designated to achieve taqwa, and the goal that has been set in the verse of Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed the fasting, He said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O those who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been prescribed for you, kama kutiba ala al-ladheena min qablikum, as it was prescribed to the previous nations, la'allakum tattaqoon, though you can achieve taqwa. When we like to look at aspects of taqwa, then we need to see how that is possible we can achieve taqwa in this month. Holy month of Ramadan is a month for inner revolution. It's not only a month to be hungry, be thirsty, and keep waiting for the time of iftar. You know, sometimes we start in the morning and then we keep counting hours, how many hours are remaining to the time of iftar. And that is how we try to spend all our day. There are many aspects that are unknown for the people about holy month of Ramadan, because it's not only one practice that we try to say that this is the practice that somebody needs to do in the holy month of Ramadan. Holy month of Ramadan is a complete package, a complete training for whole our life, for every aspect of life. Everything that we practice in rest of the year, this is the month that we need to train ourselves. let us look at the sermon of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as when he addresses about hunger and thirst. Then Prophet opens another window for us that we need to think about this hunger and thirst. Once we have hunger and thirst, that we count the hours during the day. How many hours are remaining to iftar? Once we need to open another window and have another vision. Month of Ramadan should be a month to bridge to the other world. A month to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting closer to our destiny, to our final destiny, to the day of judgment. How many times really we think during the month of Ramadan about day of judgment, that I would be standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet has said that وَذْكُرُوا بِجُوعِكُمْ وَعَتَشِكُمْ جُوعَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَعَتَشَ. When you become hungry and when you become thirsty, at that time remember the day when people will be hungry and thirsty. The day of judgment, actually it's opening the door to the other world. This fasting should help us that we can think about the other world. Not only this world, in this materialistic world, that we will be always eating and drinking, but there is another world as well. If somebody during the holy month of Ramadan practices having fear about the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having fear about the time that because of our sins that we have committed, how we are going to spend the time. As it's been said in Quran, a picture, an image, khamsina alfa sana, that 50,000 years standing for waiting the judgment. Sometimes somebody is going to be waiting only to receive the judgment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that many years. And if somebody thinks about that time, it's going to make our hunger and thirst easier. It's not going to make us that we keep counting the hours. Another aspect, there is a social aspect of holy month Ramadan. Unfortunately, that is forgotten, that we live in community, and in normal days our akhlaq is very good. At least we smile sometimes, we say salam to other people, and we do not shout anybody because we don't have any problem. But in month of Ramadan, everything changes. This smile has gone from our faces. There are some weird faces now. When we come at home, then we start shouting. Our children start shouting, our families, what's going on? You know, did you cook something? What is today for iftar? You know, that is something that we start looking at. Look at the Prophet, peace be upon him, as he says, this is month of akhlaq. This is month to train akhlaq. Make your akhlaq in the highest level. We are the followers of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The one who was a symbol of akhlaq in this world, who was sent down only to train the people with akhlaq, with kindness, with love. Our impressions should not change. We should be changing into the positive way rather than negative way. Prophet said, Ya ayyuhan nas man hassana minkum fi hadha ash-shahr khuluquhu. If somebody trains himself with best akhlaq during this month, kana lahu jawazun 'ala as-sirat. He will be given a pass today. This month of Ramadan, achieve passport to pass through Sirat. You can do that. How you can do that? With having good akhlaq. Your children should feel that it is holy month for Ramadan. They should not feel negative way. Oh my God, he's fasting. So I have to be away from him. I should not get close to him. My father is fasting today because of his anger sometimes. Or if I am working somewhere, then other people, they should feel that it's month of Ramadan. He's kind during this month. He has changed. His akhlaq has changed. He has become more merciful rather than he has become angry. He started shouting to the other people. جَوَازٌ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ يَوْمَ تَزِلُّ فِيهِ الْأَقْدَامِ The day many people, they wouldn't be able to stand on Sirat, on that path, and their feet are going to be slipped. But the one who is fasting during this month of Ramadan and practices akhlaq, akhlaq at home, akhlaq at his family is really important, brothers and sisters. Family is beginning of a community, beginning of a society. Change your akhlaq. وَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ وَارْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ Sometimes we think that, you know, wife has become just a slave and we take advantage of that. We keep demanding. Our akhlaq with them is not a good akhlaq. This should be changed. Holy month of Ramadan should give us opportunity that we can be kind to them. وَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ وَارْحَمُوا صَغَارَكُمْ During this month, regard your elders and be kind upon your children. وَرْحَمُوا صَغَارَكُمْ That is what Prophet, peace be upon him, said. Prophet wants to train us that we can be a Muslim that can stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Then he said, when you work at your workplace or with your manager, for example, or if you are managing something, what you need to do? There are co-workers with you, there are people, those who are working, employees who are working with you. So there can be two kind of feeling again. One feeling that I have to be keep quiet and I should not speak with him because he's fasting. One should have fear from me. And once, if there are non-Muslim working with me, they should feel that, you know, he's fasting today. I can ask anything from him. So this is another aspect. Prophet said, مَنْ خَفَّفَ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ عَمَّا مَلَكَتْ يَمِينُهُ خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ حِسَابَهُ If somebody, when you have accountability about somebody, when you have responsibility of somebody, at that time, if you change your behavior with them, and you did not count like he was, as he was counting the other days, you change yourself. You are being light. You said, you know, it's month of Ramadan. I'm not going to take that hard. I'm going to give you some freedom. You have some room during this month. Let us give message with our character, with our actions. Because actions speak louder than the words. You don't need to say fasting, but you need to act as you are in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan should give a message to the other communities that Muslims, they become more beloved during this month. Muslims, they become more with akhlaq during this month. Not to be angry with other people, but control your anger. Taqwa, that means controlling our anger. This month it gives us opportunity that we can understand how to manage our anger. You know, managing the anger, it's one of the skills. Managing the anger. Prophet has said, how you need to manage your anger? مَنْ كَفَّ فِيهِ شَرَّهُ كَفَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ غَضَبَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Everything it's related to the other world. It's very interesting, amazing. That when Prophet is speaking, every sentence that he says, he wants to link with the other world. If somebody is going to control his anger and his evil during this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be meeting with him by controlling his wrath. يَوْمَ يَلْقَاهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ The day when he's going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day he will not become angry, but he will become merciful, kind upon you. Be kind. Keep that smiling face. Be with other people as lovely as you were in the other ones. وَمَنْ أَكْرَمَ فِيهِ يَتِيمًا Finally, brothers and sisters, one of the community that is forgotten, unfortunately, sometimes, and we don't pay attention to that, there is orphans. There are many those who have lost their loved ones, their parents. We need to regard them. We need to honor them. This month is one of the months that you need to think if there is anybody around you, in your family, in your loved ones, if there is orphan, give them honor. Man akrama fihi yatiman akramahu yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to honor this person because he honored a yatim. He honored an orphan. And even Prophet, peace be upon him, who is the most respectful personality before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has many honors. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرَ Do not be angry with the yatim, with the orphan. And Prophet said, مَنْ وَصَّلَ فِيهِ One of the easiest practice that we can do, سِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ Do something good with your relatives. سِلَ رَحِيم Sometime by saying salam. سِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ وَلَوْ بِالسَّلَامِ By calling somebody, just being with them, sitting with your parents, giving them little assistance, that is something that has been said. If somebody is going to regard the relations during this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will regard his relation on the day of judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give a complete change in our life during the holy month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give me opportunity that I can practice all what it's been said during holy month of Ramadan. May Allah write our names into the muttaqeen during this month. May Allah raise us with Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Our salam and greeting to Imam of the Age. صلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي
عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حيا ثار البدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Can I request, please, as you are standing, move forward. There are many brothers standing outside. Please move forward. You can sit closer, please. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون المؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us a great opportunity of holy month of Ramadan, a month that it's been said يُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, the doors of heaven during this month are open. وَأَبْوَابُ الْجِنَانِ, the doors of paradise are open during this month. وَأَبْوَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and doors of rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open. Can you imagine that how many blessings during this month do we receive every single day that we did not have those opportunities? Recitation of Quran is increased during this month. Recitation of du'as that is increased during this month. We have started practicing those practices that we never practiced. That is how this month has been helpful for us. It's best of the assistant to our life. Holy month of Ramadan is best of the friend that has provided us greater opportunities. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great opportunity. Allah, we thank you that you have gifted us a month that gives us honor, that takes us out from that life that is life of animals, and it makes us human being. It makes us your obedient. From morning till evening, we practice your obedience, and that is greatest blessing of holy month of Ramadan. We stay with the intention to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whole day. And he blessed us that he said, your sleep is going to be a worship. Your every breath is going to be as a tasbih. Can you imagine that how many blessings that Allah has provided during this month? We cannot. إِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you like to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count that. There are countless blessings of holy month of Ramadan. Countless blessings of holy month of Ramadan. But brothers and sisters, as we are celebrating this month and taking all these opportunities during this month, there are communities around the world that are living in a very hard life, in the difficult life. We are living in our houses. There are people, those who are being displaced from their houses. We are living in peace. There are people, those their peace is being taken out. Those who can see their children being slaughtered in front of them. There are people, those who cannot fast. They are just moving from one house to the other house, from one place to the other place. There are people, those who are living in the tents, those who are living in the prisons, those who are being kidnapped from their places, and they have been taken to somewhere where they are being treated brutally. There are people, those who are being slaughtered during the day, those who are being slashed during this month. Let us think about those people as well. They are Muslims like us. They love with holy month of Ramadan, but they have been deprived from this month. Their peace has been taken. In this peaceful month, in this holy month, their peace has been taken. There are those who are like soldiers following the path of Islam. They are taking their weapons and standing to defend the Muslim community. Let us think about them. Let us pay regard to all these communities who are suffering in Iraq, in Palestine,
in Afghanistan, in rest of the places in Africa, those who are suffering every day. This month is not only to go through hunger and thirst, this month is also a month to think about oppressed people. Let us be with the Palestinians. Let us be with the Iraqis. Think for a while, even with dua. Inshallah, in next couple of weeks, we have a greatest day, that is the day for Islam. Day of Quds is day of Islam. Day to stand with the oppressed people. Day of solidarity with every Muslim that has become oppressed in the world. Brothers and sisters, this month gives us many opportunities. Not only just recitation of Quran, not only going through some rituals, but sometimes thinking about the oppressed people of the world. This world is changing. Suppression is increasing every day. Oppressors are creating atrocities in this world today. This world has become filled with the bloodshed. Can you imagine a whole province has been displaced? A whole country is living like hostage. A whole country in Palestine is like living hostage with the Zionist regime. Wherever they like to go, they can enter. Whosoever they like to take, they are going to take it. You can see every day taking the children, kidnapping the children, putting them in the prisons, suppressing ladies, female, how they are treating them. They are your brothers and sisters. They are like our families. Because we are Muslim. And when we are Muslim, we need to feel about our brothers and sisters. And that is what holy month of Ramadan has to teach us. It should not be the month to just spend the times, spend the hours, counting the hours. But this must be month that we need to have sympathy. We need to be with the oppressed people of the world, as Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam has. كونا للظالم خصما وللمظلوم عونا. I see is going to have an event to invite rest of the communities and people of the other faith to the center, interfaith iftar. I would like to request brothers and sisters to invite your co-workers, your friends, and your close ones, that they can be at the center and they can understand about holy month of Ramadan. They may think if just once inviting, you're inviting, it can change somebody. It can change their life. By just giving a little invitation, you will be able to give a message of Islam to somebody. Let's try to do that, in that they can be in this interfaith program. After almost a month, Muslim Congress is opening its annual conference close to your city, in the neighborhood of Houston, in Dallas, inshallah, in the month of August. I would like to invite brothers and sisters and request all of you to participate in this annual convention, where we can get together and demonstrate our unity, and we can address our core issues of the Muslim world. And in this country, if we can be united and stand together, that is one of the great opportunity for all of us. As you can see, brothers and sisters, that today in Iraq, it has become very clear that behind all these terrorist forces like ISIS or ISIL, the names, they keep changing. They started from Al-Qaeda, then it went to Taliban, then it went to ISIS. So they keep changing the names. Every day you see a different name, because previous names are being old now. Now they have to have some new names. In order to give them a recognition in the community, if they were been using the same names that they were using, although there is no such organization exist in this world with the name of Al-Qaeda. The name was being introduced on 9/11. Before that, nobody knew what is Al-Qaeda. So this was being introduced by CNN, and it is a name that is being given by their masters. It's not a name that exists anywhere, or anybody has Al-Qaeda, or somebody is leader of Al-Qaeda. Then those organizations with the changing the name today. But behind all these terrorists, there is a regime that is Zionist regime. That if you like to see that, it has become very obvious that after few weeks, now Zionist regime is supporting Kurdistan. And Netanyahu has become very sympathetic about the people in Kurdistan, and he says that he is ready to support them, and he is ready to make a larger Kurdistan. What we can understand that the plot is to divide the country, not only Iraq, but to divide all Muslim countries, to divide them and rule, to make them weaker. We can see that that practice started from Syria. Now they are moving to Iraq. They have taken parts of Iraq their hands. In the past, it was in Waziristan, for example, in Pakistan. That was same thing happening, that they had taken parts of the country and they wanted to introduce the government as well. Government of these people that they say, so-called Islamic government or Islamic state, that is same Islamic state that we have seen in the past, state of Taliban, for example. Today, if they come on the power in any part of the world, then they are going to introduce the same kind of the Islamic states, not more than that. There will be not something changed. But it is obvious today that a Zionist regime, it is behind all these plots, and they would like to divide the Muslim country and destabilize the Muslim countries. But it's unfortunate that within our communities, again, there are people, those who are ready to sell themselves. And if Iraqi community would have been depending and trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we wouldn't have this kind of situation in Iraq. And if today also they start trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depending on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this community would be successful, and they can change. They can throw all these terrorists out from their country. It's very powerful country. It has many powers, and especially power of faith. A country where mu'mineen and followers of Ahlul Bayt are in majority, how that country can be weak? A country where there are maraje living in this country, a country where there is a Hauza Ilmiya, which is a very old Hauza Ilmiya, how that is possible this country should be weak? They have many strength, but they have to use those strength and they have to move forward. When we look at the Western countries and their double standards, in the past, if you have seen, brothers and sisters, in Africa, only 200 female, that was being said, it's not known that it was true news or not, that they said that 200 female were being abducted, and they were taken from the school, they were hijacked, and after immediately, all the European countries, they had taken the steps, and they sent their forces over there. They said it's need that we need to make these 200 people, 200 female free. So this was only a country where 200 people. Now you can see that a whole province was being taken, and a whole province had been terrorized. But they were still thinking, they are sending 200 sometimes, 300 sometimes. And when you look at their statements, they would say that we are sending all these forces to defend our embassy, to defend Baghdad, that our embassy can be saved. So this is the behavior that is double standard. They were not in need to send the forces in Africa, but over there also it was their benefit. It was not they wanted to support those 200 students, nor they are clear and sincere about Iraq. But if Iraqi people, they change their behavior regarding them, when they will keep calling sometime America and Russia, of course this is going to be situation. While they are not going to depend on their forces and their powers, we as a Muslim have a larger power. But we are not using that power, but we started asking others to come and be involved and help us. And that is one of the sad parts that I hope that inshallah, by going through the striving times and difficulties, our Muslim Ummah would be able to learn. Second thing that is weaken our communities, that is not following the leadership. Alhamdulillah, since past more than 30 years, an Islamic government is being established. Islamic leadership is being established. If our communities would have regard the leadership and they would have supported and they would have stand with the leadership, today we would not have seen this situation in Iraq that we can see.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to think that our nucleus of Islamic world needs to be regarded, and we need to follow. That is our strength. That is our power. And if we leave our power from our hands, how we will be powerful? There is no possibility. Let us think that we have a sincere, we have pious leadership. A leadership that is deputy of Imam Zaman, the one who is standing against the evil powers since many, many years. And he has shown, demonstrated his sincerity. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having this great leadership. And we need to follow the path of leadership in order to reach to the time that is time of hastening the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadin bayna yadayhi. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'wat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.